go to Austin. John Rainey joins us this morning. Good morning, John.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. And I find out apparently it's going to be legal to go ahead and say Merry Christmas too, huh?
Well, I hope so. We had several Santa Clauses in the body yesterday.
Well, I know kind of an early present for those, and I know that our general manager Ben Downs will be thrilled to death over that. The Merry Christmas Act.
Well, I supported it.
Okay, that's good. All right, but it's going to be a busy day over there.
Well, this is the last day for the House to hear House bills. And the way I look at it, we still have no water plan. We have no transportation plan. We did nothing with Medicaid, whether you want to or not. I mean, it was there. And the governor's wanting us to cut taxes. The school teachers are wanting us to give them a pay raise. The retired school teachers are wanting a pay raise. The policemen want a pay raise.
Yeah.
It's just on and on. And I didn't realize when I said it back at a little forum, a guy needs the wisdom of Solomon to figure this all out, I won't tell you.
Yeah. Well, now the governor, of course, yesterday threatened to call you back this summer if you don't come up with that tax relief that he wants and you don't do something about water that he wants. And so I think we know that you're probably going to have to be back for something. But, I mean, do you see of these things, and then transportation you didn't even mention, I mean, do you see that you're really going to be able to get anything done in this environment?
I think it's going to require a special session, and I'm a rookie, so I'm not on the inside on that particular question, but I can't see how we can deal with the rainy day fund and allocate money to water or transportation, or even some people want to take money out of the rainy day fund and just spend it on education, which I'm not particularly in favor of. But we're going to have to do something about those issues. There are issues that are critical to our state, to our economy, and yet at the same time there are people who say, we're not going to have any more taxes. We're not going to take any money out of the rainy day fund. People expect that's for an emergency situation. They don't even realize that it was only like 2007 when we got past the $1 billion mark in that account. At the end of this session, we're going to have, or end of this biennium, we'll have probably in excess of $12 billion in that account.
Yeah.
And why not spend that? Actually, as a matter of fact, there's been a big argument between members of the legislature and the Legislative Budget Board about whether taking money out of the rainy day fund and putting it into a infrastructure bank, a water bank, whatever you want to call it, is actually an expenditure.
Seed money for investment.
It would actually it's earning interest, so yeah. it would be, I would consider it an investment.
Mm-hmm.
There has been an effort to change, not to change the law, because that's been a Legislative Budget Board rule, but there is some talk about maybe changing the law to, or creating a law would be the better way of saying it, that says a lateral transfer of money from one fund to another interest-bearing fund out of the rainy day fund will not go toward the budget cap.
And again, as we talked about last week, it was a mechanical problem that caused the funding of the water board to not happen. We discussed whether or not that was going to come out of committee, and at least right now, we don't even see that that's on the agenda for today.
I haven't seen it. If it's in there, it must be way down in there. I have a bill that today on today's agenda. It's the ninth item on the list of bills to be heard. It may not ever get up because we didn't finish yesterday's business. So the things that were on yesterday's calendar. So we're going to somewhere to midnight. There's no doubt about it.
Well, any of these could also be hung on as amendments to other bills.
Well,
right?
That's so true. You know. That's true. They can be if there is germane. And the House has, I am told, has more stringent rules for the definition of germane than the Senate does.
Okay.
So we'll find out.
Well, that's it. You'll get a full day, that's for sure. And again, this is the last day that bills can come up. And it's interesting because yesterday, in talking to Senator Schwertner, you know, they've had a couple of things come out of the Senate unanimously, and there's a better feeling over there because there's a little bit of money out there. Instead, it hasn't made really the environment in the House that much more productive.
Well, we have, in my estimation, we have the far right, the far left, and those that would be considered used to be considered conservative. Now they're called moderates.
The moderates now, yeah, as the needle moves. Uh-huh.
But it's funny how you see some of the far right joining with some of the far left to kill stuff.
Interesting, isn't it? That's that sausage making, right?
That's right.
I hear you. Well, all right. I know you'll have a long day, so stay busy, and we'll look forward to hearing what the end result is.
I'll tell you what, Scott. I look forward to visiting with you when it's over with, and we'll go through what I see happened.